It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 719. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. Tech Show. The show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. And remember, you can go directly to instanthousecall.com. The show is also brought to you by MagnusBox. This is the best online backup for your customer. You want a reliable backup that works across platforms, that's easy to schedule, easy to manage from the web. I can easily restore a file and not even have to remote into the client. You can do that all from the main dashboard. You can go to magnusbox.com and try a demo. Remember to tell them you heard it here on the Mike Tech Show, and you will absolutely sign up. And anybody mentioning the Mike Tech Show, your first 3 months when you sign up will be at half price. So check that out at magnusbox.com. Tonight's show is all email. I was looking, I have to get caught up, and there was a nice stack, and I'm like, that's it for the show for tonight. I had a whole bunch of other little tips and topics, but I tell you, a lot came in via email. So real quick, going to talk about a Synchro demo, upgrading 32-bit to 64-bit. You really can't do that. Windows 10 tutorial quick reference index. Going to talk about Sonos, the program Nmap, the utility Synergy, and a Windows update tool. So that is basically a quick summary of all the email for tonight. Let's start. This first one is from Anthony, and he goes, I just wanted to say thanks for introducing me to Synchro. I was looking at the different software out there, and I think this one is hands down the best. For those of you who don't realize, Synchro is an RMM, a remote management tool, and ticketing software for techs, consultants, repairs, people in the business like myself. He continues, there is so much customization you can do with it. I wanted to throw the link below out to see if you can put it in the show notes for everyone. It's from Synchro's YouTube channel and gives a very good overview of the product. I was sold on it after that. It's from last year, so I'm guessing there's a bunch more features already as well. Yes, they're constantly adding features, and I really like that. So what I would like to do is, the first link for tonight will be this YouTube video of a Synchro demo. So if you want to check that out, find out what it's all about. Here's a question. I have not dived into Synchro yet, but do you know if Synchro will update the Office 365 Pro Plus version? That's the Office suite that comes with Office 365. I know that it's not part of Windows Update. I wish it was, but the other way I know how to update, but that is the only way I know how to update. Office is by going into one of the Office Suite apps and updating it from there. Yes, you have to go to the account, and then you can check Anyways, just wanted to ask and see if you came upon that yet or any of your listeners have. So I'm putting that out there to all of you listening. And certainly, is there a way to do this in the synchro? I found a great link on how to update Office from the command line. Now, right now, I'm not doing it automatically in synchro, but I tested this and it absolutely, you can use this command line and that can easily be translated into a PowerShell script within synchro. And you'd be able to add that to your suite of commands that you can roll out and execute, you know, every month or however often you want to do it. So I believe it can be built, and I looked at the community scripts for Synchro, and I was really surprised I didn't see this. So unless I'm missing something and there's another way, there's a great option for updating or installing a common group of third-party apps like Java, Adobe, and 7-Zip, and on and on. And one of the things that I like is you can easily manage all of those apps in one of your policies. I would like to see Office and some other programs added. I would like to see more programs sort of like almost like Nynite and have them there so you can update. But it's all got to work within Synchro. I get it. Tom from the chat, you can probably script that Synchro MSP has the most powerful scripting ability of all RMMs. I believe that. It is very powerful. Thank you, Anthony. This is from Bill. I just did this spot on Channel 10 on how to upgrade Windows 7 to Windows 10 for free. Share it if you have friends that need to do this. So this is a listener. And I'm going to have the link to the 10, turn to 10. And it's really cool where he's talking on camera. So Bill, thanks for that link. And I will share it with everybody. Here's another one from Pilot Phil. And it's kind of interesting. Microsoft's sneaky plan to switch Chrome searches from Google to Bing. That's very, very interesting. So, Phil, thank you for that. Again, I'm going to have this link in the show notes, and I really hope Microsoft isn't going to do something like that. That's just too devious, even for Microsoft. From Tony, who is a moderator in the chat, sent this link last week, and it didn't make it to the show notes. I really like this. It's from the Windows 10 forums. And it is a tutorial index of everything you would ever want to do for Windows 10. It's a quick reference index. You want to add an account in Windows 10. There's a link. And it's alphabetical for the tutorial index. And this is one-stop shop for learning anything you want to learn about Windows 10. So I thought, boy, this is a link that definitely should be bookmarked in your browser. Thank you, Tony. This is from I-A-A-Y. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'm helping my school's secretary by upgrading her computer from 4 gig of RAM and a hard drive to 8 gig of RAM and an SSD. Sounds great. Okay. It has a Core i5. Which should be fine for basic office tasks after the upgrade. The problem I'm running into is I need to easily migrate from 32-bit version to 64-bit. What is the best, preferably free, being a student, way to do this? Love the show. I emailed back, unfortunately, there is no way to do that. You can't upgrade from 32-bit to 64. Now, you don't have to spend any money. There's just no in-place upgrade. You got to back up all your data get all the programs, make sure you can re-download them, reinstall. And you got to do a fresh, clean install of Windows 10 64-bit. Now, remember, the 32 and the 64-bit are the same price, and you can use the same license. So you can just install 64-bit, and you will not have a problem. So here's what I recommend. I recommend doing the in-place upgrade. Now, this may sound crazy, but at least take advantage of the free upgrade and get the digital license in the cloud. So do the Windows 7 32-bit to Windows 10 32-bit. Now back up all your data, then wipe the system and do a fresh install, and then the 64-bit should auto-activate as soon as you get on the internet. It's painful. There's no way. If there is a magic solution, which I don't believe there is, let me know. But I've looked into that for years, and there's been no way to go right from 32-bit to 64-bit, unfortunately. It's a fresh install. This is from Kate in Canada. Sonos ending software updates for older devices this May. Owners of the original Play 5, Kinect, Kinect Amp, and more won't get new features, although the devices will continue to function. I have clients that are really into Sonos, but I would say they're more ex-Sonos users as they migrate. And really, they're not satisfied with Sonos, not satisfied with how it handles. It's great for the first month. And then when you start to really hear the quality and you start to really experience it, now I know I'm going to get some email of people who love it, and that's great. If it works for you and you're happy with it, that's great. I have clients that are now unhappy and have been unhappy and looking to migrate away from Sonos. But this is just another nail in the coffin if they're ending software updates on their older devices. Thank you, Kate. This is from Mark, Open Ports. In the previous few shows, you have been talking about making sure RDP port 3389 is not open at the firewall. A good tool to identify and document what ports are open is Nmap or Zenmap, the graphical version of the tool. I have used Nmap numerous times to scan my public IP address to confirm the status of a port. To do this, you will want to be off-site and run it at the public IP address of your office or your client. I would start with the quick scan level. I would also, if you are going to run this against your clients, plan for contingency if you happen to take the firewall offline. A second use I have had for Nmap is to scan my server VLAN daily. I then had a script that compared the report to the previous day's report and alerted me of any new servers on this VLAN or any changes in open ports on these servers. I cannot seem to find the post that talked about setting up this scanning process currently, but I will keep looking for it. Thanks for the great shows. Keep up the good work. Mark, thank you. And I will have a link for you to be able to download this free utility, Nmap. This is from Michael. Have been listening to your podcast for a very long time, from your corporate days, and thoroughly enjoy it. For what it's worth, I'm in Melbourne, Australia. If you've got the time, would appreciate some suggestions for my pain. Nothing of any great consequence, just a pain. Have Windows 10 Pro computer, and over the last few months have noticed a deterioration of window responses in any program, not showing the normal menus. Sometimes they will appear after a while. Other times I right-click and select the move option, which gives me the four-arrowed star, which then makes the menus appear. Having to repeat the right-click menu, the right-click move sequence whenever another dialog window opens up. I have found if I bring up the task manager, three-finger salute, and choose switch user, but reselect the same user, then those refresh issues on programs disappear, sometimes for the whole session, and others have to do the switch user again. have done an SFC scan now with no issues, have also tried the suggestion with no long-lasting success, and this is the automatic, the recent automatic destinations and delete all the files inside custom destinations. Now, he continues, he has an observation. Just noticed that my hibernation file has the date and timestamp of when I just started the PC. I thought that doing a shutdown and turning the power button on and off starts me from scratch. Have also noticed the uptime in Task Manager Performance tab show a longer time than when I turned off the computer last night, about 10 hours ago. Obviously, we'll need to turn off hibernation and see what happens. Cheers, Michael. Michael, first, you are absolutely right. Please turn off hibernation. And if you listen to my solid state drive show tips, if it's an SSD, make sure you uncheck indexing, turn off indexing, and go through all those tips. But here is where I really believe your problem is. Your graphics card driver. Make sure you know the exact make and model, even if it's part of the motherboard. Find out what the chipset is. Find out the manufacturer of your video card. Go directly to that manufacturer. Download the latest driver. Now, if it is AMD or NVIDIA, you have an advanced option that when you're installing the new driver to do a clean remove of the previous driver. Make sure you check that. And that's available in both the AMD, if you have a Radeon, or if you have an NVIDIA, any of the GeForce, or, you know, there's so many cards. Now, if this is a desktop, which I believe it is, you didn't mention, make sure power options, make sure you go through all of the tips for the graphics card, turning off anything that will make it sleep. Not the graphics card, your network adapters, make sure they won't sleep. There's a lot of tweaks that you can do, but I really think having the latest, greatest graphics card driver for your system might take care of this menu problem. Let me know if that helps. This is from John. Keyboard and mouse sharing software. I've never used this program, but a lot of listeners have written in a long time ago. I remember mentioning this. I'm a regular listener to your show. During your last show, you showed the audience a mouse that can connect to two different computers via Bluetooth. Yes, because of the specialty of this special trackball mouse, I can hit a button and I can pair it. Just like I have a keyboard on my iMac that I can hit a button and pair it with three different devices, this little mini portable Logitech keyboard. I love that. As an alternative, I recommend Synergy Software. Now, remember, the point of what I was doing, I like his recommendation, and I'm going to continue in a second. I liked the mouse more. It was just a bonus that I could switch between. I wasn't looking to have one device switch between, but just to let you know, I recommend Synergy Software to share. I have been using Synergy to share both mouse and keyboard. This is outstanding software. One mouse and keyboard are used to control up to 12 computers, which can be any combination of PC, Mac, or Linux. I'm using the software to share my keyboard and mouse with a PC and Mac and three Raspberry Pis. Oh, that's awesome. And he has the link. John, thank you for that. And that's a great recommendation if you want to just have one keyboard and mouse and maybe avoid a KVM at that point, you know, to access multiple systems. This is from Nick in the chat. And he started with his HP LaserJet M401N issues. I am having an issue with my LaserJet Pro with my new Windows 10 system. It worked fine when I upgraded my E6540 to Windows 10, but the issue is it does not work on my new Windows 10 system since I was forced into an upgrade due to a motherboard failure in the old Dell laptop. When I set up this new laptop, I did not initially install my printer as it was not a priority at the time. Now that I found time, I am having printing issues. I have tried the wake event reset and defaulted out the network settings. I use USB, but I did this to eliminate any potential issues quickly. Since it wouldn't be difficult, the printer is fine, but it's something with the driver or printer in Windows 10. I am still on 18.09, but I suspect I'll be forced onto the new version when the update that patches the NSA exploit is installed. I will have the update and possibly latest version installed by the time the next show is on, which he has done and he still has the problem. Is there anything I could do to salvage the printer? Yes, I think this is a decent printer, and it doesn't sound like there's anything wrong with the printer. I'm just going to have to get one of those newer ones that use HP cartridge protection or get a high-end brother like the L2750DWXL, which is not much more expensive than when you compare it to the one without the bundle toner. I am trying to avoid them as long as possible. However, there's a cure, but I wouldn't be surprised if this printer is done in Windows if Microsoft broke something and HP will not fix it since it's such an old model. In addition to that, this is a follow-up email. I disabled the auto off and maxed out the sleep time to 1 hour. This is the other reason I do not want one of those newer HPs, since you can't opt out of these features, especially with how many issues they create like this. I got a question, and for this model, I haven't tried this. One, have you really ripped out and removed all traces of the HP driver and then did an install of the new driver? Or better yet, and this is what my son always does and I never go to, I always go to control panel because I'm a creature of habit, but that's not how you should add a printer. You have to embrace the Windows 10 settings for adding a printer. And when you plug it in, it should plug and play and auto detect. And if it doesn't, then maybe then go through and install the software from scratch. But I'm sure you've done that. But I'm curious, how are you adding the driver? Are you doing it in the natural Windows 10 way, or are you doing it in control panel? And whichever way you're doing it, try the other way. Because I've done that where, you know, it wouldn't work at control panel properly. I had a problem with someone with their Epson printer, and then all of a sudden I did it with the Windows 10 way and it just worked perfectly. This is from Mika. He sent me a link to a Windows update tool for major geeks. It's kind of cool. I'm going to have a link to this. It is the Update Manager for Windows, and it enables you to manage Microsoft updates via a Windows Update Agent API. You'll actually see all of the updates, and you can cherry pick which ones you want to uninstall or install. It's not for the novice. When I was running this, this is not something I would recommend to the typical user or certainly any of my clients. But for us, you know, listening to the Mike Tech Show, and if you're in the business, then you might want to give this a try and check it out. It's for major geeks, and I'm going to have a link in the show notes. And I want to thank, I think I'm saying it right, Mika, for sending me that link. Thank you very, very much. Final email is from Don. Rearranging order of items in jump lists. One thing I miss in Windows 10 that Windows 7 had, rearranging the order of items in jump lists. I have a long list of pinned items for Excel and Word on the taskbar. I keep looking for a way to reorder them other than deleting all and repinning them in the order desired. Are you aware of any other way to do this, to do what I want? This is from Don. Don, great question. I've never looked into that. So we've been talking about a whole bunch of Windows 10 utilities. And last week, I think I had a link to some really good ones. And then tonight of the link from Tony that I'm going to have in the show notes that I talked about earlier in the show. Does anybody have a utility or a tip on rearranging the listing for the jumpstart in the toolbar? That would be great, and I'll share it with everybody. The best way for you to support the Mike Tech Show and also Tech Vets, Carrie Holzman's efforts and my efforts, use our shared Amazon link. Go to miketechshow.com or mikenation.net. It'll flip you to. Every show, I have the link to click on to that'll take you to Amazon. And do this before you add anything to your shopping cart. Anything you add after clicking that link, when you check out and purchase it, a small commission comes back to support Carrie Holzman and myself. And we really appreciate it. Thank you so very much. And it makes a difference. And this is the best way to support the show. Also, support the sponsors. Go to instanthousecall.com. Try the remote access for 15 days. Kick the tires. Play with it. Also, MagnusBox. Go to magnusbox.com. Download the demo. Take a look at his training onboarding video on all the settings of the client. And when you see that, it's going to make you want to join. Also, an affiliate, Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. My son used it again today. We got a call yesterday from a CPA office, and their system, it's been dying. Well, it finally, that was it. It went, and they had to pull the trigger. So my son brought a new computer over from our stock here, and what did he do? Pulled the hard drive out of the system, hooked it up to a cable, used Fabs to transfer all the settings, and that's after he reinstalled the software. Can't live without it. That is it. I want to thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed, and hopefully see you back here next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.